It's time for Rhema for Today.
Now, the Greek word translated here, damnation, should be, and it's accurately translated, condemnation. The Christian who eateth and drinketh unworthily isn't going to be damned, but he is under condemnation. He drinketh condemnation to himself. That's exactly what the Greek says, and New Testament was originally written in Greek.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, recognizing roadblocks to healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I remember one pastor told me down in East Texas several years ago, he was pastor there. And there was a fellow there in the church, had a wife, about 6-7 kids. He had a good job in the oil field, made good money. Now, his wife had gotten saved. All the children were Christian. He was saved. As yet, he hadn't been baptized with the Holy Ghost, so don't guess he lived long enough right to ever get it. But anyway, his wife was filled with the Holy Ghost. And he'd get crosswise, you know, and he'd fuss and stir up strife against the pastor and so on and so forth. And, you know, just put up with it over a period of a number of years. And the pastor told me, he said, I really didn't know what that scripture meant. I just knew it was in there and got tired of messing with him. And so he said, I drove out on the oil. He was a pumper, you know, pumping well, took care of these wells that pumped out there. And the pastor said, I drove out there. He wouldn't even come up to talk to me. He started walking. I said, wait just a minute, I got a word for you. You wait a minute. He just started walking away from me. He said, I shouted, we're going to turn you over to the devil tonight. Boy, that fella stopped dead in his tracks. Said, what? Well, he said, come on up here. I want to talk to you. He said, now, we're just tired of all your lying and everything you've been pulling and doing. And he said, I really didn't know what that scripture meant, but said, I just thought we'll act on anyhow. He said, tonight's weeknight service, usually Wednesday night service, nobody there but just Christians. And he said, I thought I ought to tell you ahead of time. We're tired of this. I'm going to take it to the church. And we as a body of Christians, and I read to him what it said here, we're going to turn you over to the devil. Oh, my God. He said, don't do that. Don't do that. Well, he said, that's what we're going to do. Well, he said, never did come on Wednesday night. Never did. He said, we'll be there tonight. He said, if you just won't turn me over to the devil. He said, boy, you won't have more trouble out of me. And he said, you know, that fellow just straightened up, became the best member I have. If we had correct New Testament authority, discipline in the church that we ought to have, and judgment in the church that we ought to have, it would cure many of our ills. Can you understand that? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, who is it that the Bible says destroys the flesh? Referring to sickness and disease, the Bible said it's Satan. It's Satan. Now, what is the purpose of turning this one over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh? What's the purpose of doing that? Notice that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. You see, when anyone has really known God and they find himself in such a predicament, their flesh being destroyed, they'll usually turn to God and begin to call on him. Now, as long as everything's going all right, however, that person, even though they're doing wrong, he seems to be getting by with sinful acts, then he continues on his course. But this passage of scripture says, turn him over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved. Now, here's another portion of scripture that's very close in proximity to this. That's in the 11th chapter, 1 Corinthians. The 11th chapter, 1 Corinthians. It's usually thought of in connection with the sacrament or the communion of the Lord's Supper. But studying it closely, we shall find some rich truths here concerning divine healing. Now notice 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 29. Paul said, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Now notice, but let a man examine himself. Then say for you to examine me or me to examine you. But here let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now the Greek word translated here, damnation, should be, and it's accurately translated, condemnation. The Christian who eateth and drinketh unworthily isn't going to be damned, but he is under condemnation. He drinketh condemnation to himself. That's exactly what the Greek says, and New Testament was originally written in Greek. Now, I want you to notice this, that King James translation, the 29th verse, damnation unto himself. Now notice the 32nd verse, and I want to call your attention to something. But when we are judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. You see that word condemned there in that verse? Did you know that's the same Greek word that's translated damnation in that other verse? Same Greek word. Damnation. Condemnation, actually, is what the original scripture said. He drinketh condemnation. He drinketh condemnation to himself. Now, I want you to notice, he went on to say, not discerning the Lord's body, for which cause, see, we don't like to get on scriptures like this, but you have to. Because he said, for which cause? This is one of the causes of sickness in the body of Christ. Well, let's deal with the cause. You know, they tell you medically speaking a lot of times. Even when they advertise aspirins and different things for headaches, you know. If headaches persist, see your doctor. Because, you see, it's not treating the cause of the headache. All it's doing is momentarily alleviating the pain. And so if headaches persist, there has to be a cause. You've got to diagnose the cause if you're going to get to the problem. Isn't that right? Well, all right, then we'll have to deal with the cause. For this cause, many are weak and sickly. He's talking about physically weak and sickly among you, among the church, and many sleep. That is, they had died prematurely. They shouldn't have been dead yet. Now, this scripture infers, that there shouldn't be any physically weak or sickly among them. Oh, how far we are beneath our rights and privileges in Christ. How far the church has slipped. It's easier just to go with the mood of the day, amen, than to go with the Word of God. But I'm going to stay with the eternal Word. This infers that there shouldn't be any physically or weak among them, sickly among them, physically weak or sickly among them, and infers that they shouldn't be those that died prematurely among them. All should be well and strong. Many died prematurely who by rightly discerning the Lord's body could have lived. Now, these Corinthian Christians particularly, and that's reading Paul was correcting it, were partaking of the Lord's Supper unworthily. Now, not unworthy. Those are two different words. You see, they had come to meetings and made it, you go on reading down here. Notice what it said. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. If any man hunger, let him eat at home. That ye come not together unto condemnation. If you read this scripture and the scripture before it, for instance, 23rd verse. For in eating, now notice, the 20th verse. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. That is, every time you come together, it's not for that purpose. For in eating, everyone taketh before, after his own supper, and one is hungry, and another drunken. They drank so much wine, they got drunk. That's what he's talking about, the manner in which they were participating in the Lord's Supper. They were eating and drinking condemnation unto themselves. The word's not unworthy. The word is unworthily. The manner in which they did it was wrong. Are you listening to me? Well, we need to be careful about the same thing. But then also it's true that we need to follow what he said here. That is discerning the Lord's Supper. You see, their manner was wrong. Their manner of observing the Lord's Supper was wrong. And then they were not rightly discerning the Lord's body.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's special radio offer. First is the complete set of 21 videos from Winter Bible Seminar 2026, all on one USB drive. This new MP4 format offers a convenient way to view these teachings. This is offered for a price of $95. Next is the 21 audio teachings from Winter Bible Seminar on a USB drive in MP3 format, offered for the price of $50. And lastly, we're offering both the video MP4s and the audio MP3s on two USB drives for $140. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
In May, we're going to make a swing out
up
in the Northwest.
Yes.
We're going to be in a Living Faith Conference in Spokane, Washington on May through the 5th, Sunday through Tuesday, at Spokane Christian Center with Pastors Rick and Linda Sharkey. That's our dear friends.
Yes.
And then we're going to move down to
Meridian, Idaho. Idaho.
That's just a part of Boise.
That's right. May 6th through the 8th at Life Church. That's Pastor Mark and Amy Bohr.
They're our friends, too.
They are. Well, everybody's our
friend.
That's right. Okay. So go to rhema.org/LFC to find out all the information.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.